Barry Bonds 0-for-3 showing Sunday against the Rockies leaves him with 29 homers in 56 team games, well ahead of Mark McGwire's record-setting pace of 3 years ago. But mention McGwire to Bonds and you will get a stand-pat answer. He'll say, what's the date today? In other words, before Bonds can reach 70, he must first get 50, something he's never done before. Reese Davis has more with the San Francisco Slugger in our Sunday conversation. Here's Barry Bonds.
Within every man lies two sides.
It's that ghost that I chase.
A hero.
Bonds hits it high. Hits it deep. Coming back.
And a villain.
It's like people get mad at you if you're successful or something and you don't go out your way to kiss their butt.
For much of Barry Bonds' 16-year career, ego has overshadowed brilliance. But in May, Bonds' prowess clearly stepped into the spotlight with one of the most prolific months in Major League history.
Look out! He hits it high! He hits it deep!
After making history in April,
deep to right field! This one is on its way! Number 500!
Bonds continued his assault in May, hitting a Major League record 17 homers in the month. Bonds homered in four straight at-bats, homered nine times in a six-game span, a National League record, and ended May with a barrage of dingers. 13 games, 13 homers, including five homers in back-to-back games versus the Braves. Twice this season, Bonds has hit homers in six straight games. He's the first player in Major League history to do that twice in a career, let alone in one season.
Willie has told me my dad is, you know, relax. Just relax, let yourself play the game like you're capable of playing and not get caught up in everything. And just, you know, hit the ball. Just go up there, see the ball, hit the ball, and let everything work out itself.
Bonds' 28 homers through the month of May is the most ever, one ahead of Mark McGwire's historic run in 1998. Poised to make his run in history, will the reluctant superstar finally embrace and be embraced by the spotlight?
It's a great honor to be able to have that accomplishment, you know, not just for myself, for anybody in the game of baseball.
Amid his mayhem, Bonds is quickly moving up on baseball's all-time home run list. With 523 dingers, Bonds is now third all-time in home runs by left-handed hitters, trailing only Babe Ruth and Reggie Jackson. With two homers on May 31st, Bonds passed Ted Williams and Willie McCovey for sole possession of 11th on the all-time homer list, and is rapidly approaching Jimmy Fox for 10th.
In baseball, you're in a mile-long run. I'm not in a sprint. And I have to preserve myself at times to be in there for the long haul for the team. And there's days that I feel better than other days. But I'm giving you all I have that day.